From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Michelle Norris.
And I'm Melissa Block. President Bush was all smiles today as he went to the Chicago suburb of Aurora, Illinois, to sign the new $286 billion highway bill. That final amount is $30 billion more than he proposed, and $2 billion over the amount he had threatened to veto. NPR's David Green reports.
This was the latest version of the old Washington game of bring home the pork. Lawmakers love to talk about controlling spending, but what they love even more is to bring news home that they've secured federal money for pet projects in their communities. President Bush seemed earlier this year to be putting an end to all this. He laid down a marker on this year's highway legislation, saying the bill had to come in under $284 billion or he'd veto it. As recently as yesterday at his Texas ranch, he was talking about the importance of controlling spending so he can fulfill a promise to cut the nation's deficit in half by 2009.
And it's very important for Congress as they work on the appropriations bills to adhere to the budgets that they passed.
It was not clear, however, what signal the president was sending today outside Chicago. He came to a Caterpillar factory to sign a highway bill that came in $2 billion over the amount he had said was his absolute limit. In fact, some critics have accused the White House of working with Republicans to slip nearly $9 billion more into the bill that does not have to be counted, since the money is supposed to be returned to taxpayers in 2009. The president said the legislation is a balanced way to modernize the country's transportation infrastructure and create jobs.
These projects will require workers. Highways just don't happen. People have got to show up and do the work to refit a highway or build a bridge. They need new equipment to do so.
He was visiting the district belonging to House Speaker Dennis Hastert, the Republican who helped guide the bill to passage. His community has benefited kindly from the new legislation. There's a new $7 million overpass and a few parking decks that cost several million dollars each. Mr. Bush, though, praised the speaker for helping his constituents.
Here in Illinois, as the speaker mentioned, one of the key projects that he's been talking to me about for quite a while is what they call the Prairie Parkway. I thought that might be in Texas, but no, it's right here in Illinois. Good folks understand what that means to the quality of life around here when you have a highway that will connect Interstate 80 and Interstate 88.
All told, the new highway bill included a record 6,371 targeted projects that lawmakers will be able to bring home and celebrate. When asked about criticism that the president was acting as a co-conspirator in lawmakers' efforts to bring home the pork, White House aides said the bill could have been a lot bigger. David Green, NPR News, Chicago.